You're listening to SBS News.
Vladimir Putin has dominated the Russian political landscape for two decades. And now the president has thrown his support behind law reforms that could mean he'd dominate it for another decade and a half more.
The second proposal actually means lifting restrictions for any person, including the president, and allows him in the future to take part in the election.
Mr. Putin's current term as president is set to end in 2024, but after a member of his ruling party put forward a proposal to change the constitution and allow Mr. Putin to run for two more terms, these plans may change. The president has backed the proposal not to scrap term limits altogether, but to revise the ceiling. It was endorsed in the Kremlin-controlled State Duma, 382 votes to zero. Now the plans must be approved by the Constitutional Court before being taken to a nationwide vote on April 22.
When it goes to that public vote, it will get passed, probably overwhelmingly, and when it goes to the Constitutional Court, it will get waved through as well.
President Putin first proposed sweeping constitutional changes in January, which would shift the power balance in the parliament. It was a surprise move and one that prompted the resignation of his prime minister and longtime ally, Dmitry Medvedev. Critics long arguing such moves, including this latest one, all part of Mr. Putin's plan to maintain power. Opposition politician Alexei Navalny tweeting, "Mr. Putin is now set to become president for life." But Mr. Putin argues the changes are to give Russia some stability at what he calls a tumultuous time, with the country facing economic uncertainty and multiple diplomatic rows.
In such a turbulent situation that we have today, people are worried that after Putin stops being president, they might lose some significant things.
Opposition activists have vowed to protest, but that might prove difficult. All public gatherings over 5,000 people have been banned because of coronavirus.